you have been transferred back to the late Paleozoic or early Mesozoic era. It was then that horsetails, ferns, and cycads broadly covered the earth. Ferns are higher plants that do not form flowers or seeds. They grow as terrestrial, aquatic, or epiphytic species, as well as being lianas or sometimes trees. They propagate by spores on the undersides of a leaf or other particular organs, which are called sporophylls. Ferns are water-demanding and shade-tolerant plants widespread on all continents except Antarctica. There are about 10,000 extant species in the world. Platycerium alsicornae, commonly called the staghorn fern, is an exciting species suspended from the greenhouse construction. It is an epiphyte and can be found high in tall trees attached to its host without being parasitic. The staghorn fern has two kinds of leaves. The green forked leaves carry spores and are used for photosynthesis, while the brown leaves are attached to the bark where they intercept humus and nutrients and help root the plant to the substrate. In the middle bed, there are tree-like ferns, which in nature grow to a height of 5 to 10 meters. They are pioneer plants that are the first to colonize clearings in tropical mountain forests. In the distant past, black coal was mainly produced by tree ferns. Currently, these relics can only be found in the tropics of the southern hemisphere. No less attractive is the species Ligodium scandens at the garden door, a fern that grows like a creeper. Cycads are gymnosperms and are relatives of today's conifers. They have a trunk and large, stiff leaves growing with a rosette of leaves from their top. The leaves are spirally coiled when young, as in ferns. About 100 species of these ancient plants are known. They are widespread in the tropics and subtropics of the whole world. Cycads are a dioecious species, meaning that one plant is male and the other is female. The seeds are formed on carpels, which are usually fused into cones. There is pollen in the cones of male plants. In the greenhouse, we have a female of the most famous cycad, Cycas revoluta, which has brown scaly carpels and large orange seeds. They are not fertilized here and therefore do not germinate. We also grow Cycas thuraceae. It is already the third plant grown in the same place over the last 25 years since the greenhouses were built. In free soil, cycads grow very quickly. We also grow both sexes of Cereta zamia mexicana, which forms large cones, and the genera Dione, Encephalotros, Stangeria, and Zamia. This entire collection of cycads is precious. In the display case in the middle of the greenhouse, there are carnivorous plants that most often hunt insects with the help of adhesive leaves or various types of traps. These are made from transformed leaves. Sundews have leaves with sticky droplets of digestive fluid, while the leaves have spikes growing on the ground and hanging leaves. The most interesting is the actively hunting Venus flytrap, which folds the leaves after irritation of the hairs on the blade and can thus catch its prey. Digestion of the prey takes about a week, and the plant obtains nutrients which serves as fertilizer.